Hello, everybody. Glenn Coble, and you're listening to A Progressive Life. And I guess I got to get that news bulletin music off the air. But we actually did have a news bulletin about the weather person down at Channel 10. And the apparent child pornography charges against, I think it's Mike Davis. Hopefully we'll find out that was a mistake. But until then, he's an innocent man until proven guilty, and we need to remember that in all cases. I hope you are enjoying the first day of the Popcorn Festival. It was beautiful when I came in. Now, I've been in here a couple hours kind of helping Charlie out, and so I haven't seen whether it's changed the weather outside, but if it's as nice as it was when I came in, it'll be a great day for the downtown concessionaires. And if you want to gain some weight, and I did at one time when I played football, I used to drink malts, and I can't remember. Oh, I ate a lot of French fries because I wanted to gain weight. If I had stayed at my normal weight, I would have been about 170 pounds, and I really wanted to get up to 190 to play middle linebacker. And I never did make it up to 190. But since then, I've smashed that. As a matter of fact, I've only been down to that once in probably the last 10 years. I hope you get a chance to come down, because it's beautiful down here, apparently from we talked to Tom Danner yesterday, who's kind of in charge of the thing, and he said that all the positions are filled, both for the concessions and also for the crafts. So it's a full-blown popcorn festival, and I hope you get a chance to come down. The parade will be a little shorter this week or this year, so make sure you know what the parade route is. I'll give it to you. They're going to start up there close to my house by Forest Lawn. And all the floats and the, the attractions that'll be in the parade, they will come from that direction, go all the way down Center Street to, is it Main? I think it's Main Street, and turn left right there, the normal route as usual. But when they turn left, they'll go only a block, and then they're going to turn left again, whereas in the past they used to turn right and then go over to whatever, I think it's Main Street that turns into Delaware, and go down the hill and up the hill. And that was kind of a rough end of the parade, especially for anybody that was walking it. But this year they're going to kind of end it. They're going to turn left on Church Street and go a couple of blocks, and then Vine Street will be the end of the route. So it's going to be, I'm guessing, about a half mile shorter, maybe a little less than that. But make sure you don't put your chairs out on South Main Street, because there won't be anybody going by there. I'm really looking forward to it. I looked forward to, ever since we moved here in 2004, I looked forward to the Popcorn Festival. I always did. And when I was working at the credit union, and also when I was on the Popcorn Festival committee, I look forward to it, but it was a lot of work. And in the PR side of it for the credit union, it was fun work, but I was down here all the time. And it just kind of overwhelmed you. On Sunday night, you'd go home, put your feet up, and go, oh, thank goodness that's done. Good times, though. Good times in downtown Marion. We are now in downtown Marion. I'm so proud of our new studios. We are up on the second floor I guess it's called the Ohio Health Building now. It used to be called the Chase Building, and before that, the Bank One Building, I guess. Lois Fisher owns it. She's our landlord, and it's really been taken care of well. It's really nice. And if you want to come visit us, if you're one of our winners, by the way, if you are a winner, we are we're here from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. I wouldn't come after 1. We do have some shows that are local after 1, but there's usually a break between 1 and 2 where we go and repeat some of our shows, so there won't be anybody guarding the door, so you won't be able to get your prizes. But if you're coming down today you want to come up, it's on the second floor of the building. You come up in the elevator, or you can walk up if you're a fitness nut. Walk up to the second floor and turn right off the elevators and go all the way to the end of the hallway. You can see our sign. It's at the end of the hallway. Come on in. If there's no receptionist out there, and I can almost guarantee there won't be, right now we have, I think, Scott's out there recepting, but most of the time there won't be anybody out there while my show's going on, and I'll leave the door open for you. It's kind of like Motel 6. I'll leave the door open for you. Just walk in quietly, wave at me, and we'll figure out how to get you your prize. But you can also come during Scott's show in the morning, which is doing very well. And hey, by the way, all of our shows have been doing really, really quite well listenership-wise. And if you want to call in, and I always forget to give the number, but the number is 740-383-WWGH. And let's see, what is that? That's it's 740-383. I'm looking at the phone. 9-9-4-4. So it's a pretty easy number to remember, but I'm old and I'm forgetting the number. We've had a lot of, we were talking about it today. We were quite interested in kind of the demographics of the people that call in. And we've had people that have, they've indicated they have a 2-year-old child, which means they're probably in their 20s or 30s. We had a couple of people like that. And then we've had people that we happen to know are above my age. So we have people all over the place. And I think one of the reasons why we do one of our other radio stations in town has decided to do away with local broadcasting, pretty much. They've given up a couple of shows in the morning that used to give you some local interest, but they no longer are doing it. One of the other stations is just straight music, and we're pretty much the talk show in town. And we hope you enjoy it. You're always welcome to call in. Again, that is 740-383-WWGH. Pretty easy to remember. And we talk about just about everything. Yesterday I had Tom Danner on. We talked about the Popcorn Festival and the history of the Popcorn Festival. I've had a gentleman on who has his name, Mike Larson. He's actually appeared as a stand-up comedian on Leno a couple of 3 times. He is a political operative, has worked for both Janet Garrett here and also for Jackie Spears out in California. She's still a congressperson out there. We've had we've had several. Several people have been on, and I'm going to get more people on. Had Sue McGowan, I might be mispronouncing the last name. Anyway, running for mayor on the independent side. And I make this an open invitation to both the Republican and the Democratic candidates for the mayoral candidacy. We'd be glad to have you on. And I'm going to be trying to contact those people directly so that I can actually have them on the air. We're talking about doing the home Marion Harding football games. Now, the first one isn't till a week from Friday, the home game. So it hasn't been, you know, written in granite, but we're hoping that we can do that. We're looking for sponsors. If you know somebody that's willing to spend a few bucks, and you know that people do listen to the local high school games because their kids play, or their friends' kids play, or their grandkids play, or their grandkids' friends play. So it's usually a pretty good opportunity to get in dirt cheap for Marion football, and we'd love to have you. So if you are interested, by the way, you can go to our website or our Facebook and just indicate that you'd like somebody to give you a call. No high pressure, no high price, and we'll get you on. We'd love to have you. We're not positive we're going to do it. We're just waiting to see if we get enough sponsors. If we don't have enough sponsors, we're going to have to maybe pass this year, but we're hoping to be able to do that. This week in politics, as you know, this is called A Progressive Life. I talk about politics with a left-leaning bent. There's no doubt about that, because I've been left-leaning since since Nixon. I moved away from being right-leaning once Nixon came to town. I was lucky enough to actually play in the inaugural parade for Nixon back in, what was it, 69. In January of 69, I played with the United States Army Field Band. Actually, I didn't play at all. I was the last guy to walk into the field band from basic training. They needed one more person to fill the 10x10 ranks of you have to have even numbers, and you had to have 10x10 ranks to march. So it's a perfect cube, perfect square, I should say. And so they handed me a clarinet, which I had no idea how to play. And they said, all you have to do is make your fingers move and make it look like you're playing. Nobody will hear you. And they put me right next to the bass drum so that if I did play anything, nobody would hear me. It was kind of fun. I marched down, I did learn how to play Ruffles and Flourishes, which is just two notes. Da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, I did learn how to play that. So as we went by the reviewing stand for the president, I was able to play something, and I did. But the rest of the time, my fingers were flying, and the people watching on TV, if they saw me next to the bass drum, said, that guy's not playing the same thing everybody else is playing. But I had fun. It was one of those memories you put in the memory bank, I'm glad I had the opportunity to do that. I don't know where I'm going today. Today is one of those days. It's a stream of consciousness, I think Scott calls it. I did write down some things that I did want to mention. One of the things is, and this is a little bit on the more serious side, this is on the progressive side. I'm a firm believer that if we don't move forward, we're going to be moving backwards, and we don't want to move backwards. That's why I believe in having a progressive life. Even at my age, I believe we need to think forward rather than think backward. And one of the things that we need to think forward about is all the guns, all the the lack of control over our guns that we have in the United States. Do you know that 36,383 people died from guns last year? Died from gun-inflicted wounds. 100,120 were injured from gun wounds. That's, if you total that together, it's 136,500 people suffered from the guns that we have in this country. And I know, I hear the platitudes that say, well, guns don't kill people, people kill people. Well, it's a lot easier to kill somebody with a gun than it is with your fists. It can be done, but it's a lot easier, especially if you have a gun that can fire 2-3 rounds a second, just as fast as your little finger can pull it, and it's firing bullets that explode your body rather than go through your body. I think we really, really need to look into this. And I would have thought, when I was running for office last term, I would have thought that everybody and his brother was against any control of guns when I heard them talking about it. I understand now over 90% of the people in the United States, gun owners and non-gun owners, hunters, non-hunters, believe that we should have some form of control over the guns. They should have some sort of rules about who can have guns and who can't have guns. Universal background checks are in that 90% range of people that think we should have that. It's getting to the point, and I think it's in the 80% range of people that think we should do away with military-style weapons, and definitely military-style ammunition. And that's the type of ammunition that when it goes through your body, it just explodes because it's so high-powered. The muzzle velocity on some of these weapons is twice what a hunting rifle would be. And there is no need to have that unless you're trying to kill a human being or stop a human being from hurting you. Now, I understand if you're in Africa, let's say, and a rhinoceros is charging you, it'd probably be a pretty good weapon to have there. But that's few and far between of the people. And I'm not really certain we need to be killing animals in Africa. I know it makes you a tougher, meaner guy if you can go kill yourself a lion or anyway, don't get me started. Well, I'm started, I guess. You know, we aren't the only country in the world that has mentally ill people. We're not the only country in the world that has violent video games. But we are the only country in the world that has a special interest group that supports gun manufacturing. And that's why we have so many of these guns. We need to be brave, all of us. If it's over 90%, most of you who are listening to me right now think we should have some, at least, control over who has a gun. Why should you be able to sell guns without knowing who's owning those guns? You don't drive a car without knowing who owns the car. You have to have a registration for your car. Why not have it for a gun? We kill more people by guns than any other civilized country in the world, and that's by far. I mean, way far. I read somewhere it was 4.5 times more than our nearest neighbor, and I think that's short. But anyway, if you're interested in talking about it, I'd be glad to hear you. I listened to a gentleman that knew all about guns in Winnipeg, and he made some very good very good points about why guns are into the American public. I will go along with I believe that we need to maintain the Second Amendment and need to allow people to hold, have hunting equipment or equipment to protect themselves. But we don't need equipment that is intended to kill other human beings. Anyway, let's continue on. I have another note that I put down. A lot of people have asked me, excuse me, my cough is coming back from months ago. Anyway, a lot of people have asked me, why do you tell people that you're an atheist? Well, I think in last week or 2 weeks ago, I mentioned I really don't think of myself as an atheist. So I looked up the term atheist and looked up the term agnostic because I thought maybe I was an agnostic. And here's what it says an agnostic is. This is a definition from the internet, so who knows? A person who believes that nothing is known or can be known of the existence or nature of God or anything beyond material phenomena. A person who claims neither faith nor disbelief in God. That's me. I'm one of those people that always wants to fudge my bets. And I've often told people that are concerned about me being an agnostic. They're concerned that I'm going to go to hell. I point out to them that I've lived a good life. I've lived an honest life. I've lived a fair life. I've never hurt anyone. If God's going to send me to hell, then there are an awful lot of people that are going to hell with me. I just can't imagine that any God that has caring for other people would think that I had done enough wrong that I should go to the bad place. Anyway, so one of the things that that brought up in my memory was thinking about slavery and how could all those slave owners not think that they were doing something against what their Bible had told them to do? It just doesn't ring true. So I looked up how did the slave owners justify their position? Because everybody seems to want to justify their position using biblical verses. It drives me crazy when all these people quote these biblical verses. I have a hard enough time memorizing lines for a play, let alone memorizing every chapter and verse of the Bible, even though I've read it twice. One time I read it when I was very young because my dad was a minister, and the other time I read it because I was trying to get the God and Country Award for Boy Scouts. Anyway, that was a long time ago, so therefore I shouldn't say I've really read it because I read it at a time where I was very susceptible to lots of different things, including my father's ministry. But I really get tired of listening to people quote verse and about the Bible, because you can prove just about everything by the Bible. You know, there are people that worship snakes because of the Bible. There are people that worship fire because of the Bible. The Bible, and I've mentioned this before, but one of the things a lot of people forget about the Bible is, they say Jesus said. Well, it was written, most of the Gospels were written 80 to 100 years after Jesus died. Now, either they lived an awful long time or they passed along information to their children who had really good memories so that they could write it down. How you can not question the opportunity of getting things mixed up in all that time, I don't know. But again, that's why I consider myself an agnostic. I think I've wanted to read Thomas Jefferson's Bible, version of the Bible. He apparently wrote his own version of the Bible, and I've been told by other agnostics or people that claim to be atheists, I've been told that it's an interesting Bible to read. One of these days, I will get the opportunity to read it. I have opened it. I have started to read it, but I'm not a good reader, and I only got through maybe a page. But I will get back to it, I promise you. The Bible is always a great point to talk about on talk radio, because we have such diverse ideas about what the Bible says. I often find that it's interesting that people go back to when they want to condemn somebody, they go back to the Old Testament. When they want to tell you how to live right, they usually go to the New Testament. The Old Testament is the one that has a book called Leviticus. And in Leviticus, many people have based their belief that being homosexual is bad. I've read it. I can see where you can adjust the words, or you can interpret the words as saying that, but it also says in Leviticus, if you wear clothes of two different cloths, you are going to hell. Well, so if you believe one, do you believe the other? Please use your thinking cap. I like to call it critical thinking. My mother used to tell me it was my thinking cap. Mom always told me to think before I open my mouth, and I don't do it. I try, but sometimes it's just too hard not to comment on something that people say. But I try, and I think we should all try, as we're reading the Bible or as we're talking about not reading the Bible. You know, even we have a responsibility, those of us who are agnostic or atheistic have a responsibility to respect other people's belief, and we need to think before we open our mouth. To condemn somebody else for being a Christian is just as bad as a Christian condemning somebody for being an atheist or an agnostic, I believe. And definitely, it's just as bad as for a Christian to condemn a Muslim or any other religion for that matter, because religion really was an effort of ancient man to explain their cosmos. It's full of all of our old books that do that, from the Torah to the Quran to the Bible. They all use ancient people's wisdom to explain how the universe is built and goes around. Ancient man didn't know nearly what we know today. The fact that we can, and I know people will disagree with this, I know there are people that don't believe this, but apparently we can look back in time because our telescopes can look way, way out and see stars that are thousands of light years old, which means the light we're seeing from them was coming from thousands of light years ago, which is really a distance rather than a time. But or is it the other way around? Doesn't make any difference. But we can actually look back almost to the time of the Big Bang, or what we call the Big Bang. And I know there are a lot of people that claim there was no such thing as a Big Bang. But I think we should start to at least err on the side of wisdom rather than err on the side of lack of wisdom. Now, when people used to say, and this was way before the, way after the Bible was written, people used to say the earth was flat. At Jesus' time, the earth was definitely known to be flat, which make you wonder about lots of presumption that was made at that time. But we have to keep our minds open and not condemn the ancient man for saying the earth was flat, or condemn the ancient man for saying that there were two animals of each species put on a giant boat, and when the water went down, they got off the boat, and then they populated the earth. That pretty much can be proven to not be true. But I don't care whether it's true or not. They are allegories told to explain to their best of their ability what happened on this planet we call Earth, and what was going on that made us who we are. Back in the Christ day, there was no such thing as evolution. Nobody even thought about evolution. And evolution came about, I don't know, in the 1800s, I believe it was, when Darwin was around. And evolution kind of changed people's thought about how we came about. Did we really come about from dirt that was picked up by God, I guess, and blown into a figure of a human man, and then he asked for a woman, and she came, God made a woman. There are stories to tell to the best of their ability what happened. Doesn't mean they're wrong, just means that they're probably not exactly the way it happened. It's very hard to imagine that the entire world was populated just from two beings that came from dust. That's why evolution to me is a no-brainer. We're struggling right now with our thoughts about climate change, because we confuse climate with weather, and I understand there should be some room to question. There were probably people that thought the earth was round when everybody else on earth thought it was flat, and they were deemed to be heretics and crazy, much like those right now who say it's just weather. It's not climate, it's just weather, and it'll change. And most of the people are saying they're crazy. There's always changes that we don't know that they're coming. And we should keep our minds open to that. Again, I say, use your brain critically. Think critically. Critical isn't a bad word. Some people think of that as a negative word. But critically just means you critique in your mind what the yeses and what the noes are about that subject that you're thinking about at the time. And it just seems, you know, a lot of us who believe in climate change will say, and I heard one of the people that Scott had on the other day with the Old Farmer's Almanac that said next year there's the spring is supposed to be 5 degrees warmer. And they base it on the cycles of climate. And really, when I listened to the show, I thought, well, he probably is not a climate change Bible thumper. He probably doesn't, they probably think there's room for adjustments on that. And it kind of made me stop and think, well, maybe there are ways to adjust this. Maybe this isn't global warming But I'd rather err on the side of safety and say it certainly seems that way. And even the man from the Old Farmer's Almanac said we're going to have 5 degrees warmer spring next year. That sure sounds like something's warming. And we're losing the ice cap up in the north, and that sure sounds like something's warming. So I'd rather err on the side of trying to help the Mother Nature and help the globe stay cooler rather than warming. Who knows for certain that this hurricane that we just had roll up the coast was not due to climate change. Well, we have a caller. I'm going to bring that person online here. Hello, you're talking on WWGH. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling with Express Update.
Okay.
Are you still at 1441 Marin Waddle Road?
I'm on the air right now, so I'm going to ask you to call back later if you don't mind. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, apparently that person wants to know where we are. No, we're not on Waldo Road anymore. Well, I guess this would be considered Marion Waldo Road all the way down here. I guess we are. Anyway, it's interesting. We do get lots of calls. I hope you aren't inundated with calls like I am. My cell phone rings day and night. I think I get 3 calls a day, 4 calls a day, trying to sell me automobile repair insurance, trying to sell me, well, lots of different things. And I've called in to the do not call list, and I don't know how they keep doing it, but they keep calling me, and I just keep blocking their number. I pulled up my list of all my blocked numbers yesterday on my phone, and I couldn't find the end of it. It just kept rolling and rolling and rolling, so I quit. I've blocked an awful lot of phone numbers, and I'm going to continue to do that if I get a phone call. Now, that call we just got right now, if that had come on my cell phone, she would have been blocked before she even got on, because I didn't know where it was coming from. Anyway, back to the American religion, which we call Christianity, there are a lot of people that are Christian throughout the world, but we seem to look at our religion differently in the United States than a lot of other countries do. We seem to be more, if you aren't with me, you're against me type of, that is absolutely opposed to what my father taught me as a youngster. And as you know, my dad was a minister, and he was a pretty liberal minister, obviously. He believed in civil rights and things like that, and marched in civil rights parades, and was condemned as a communist by the John Birch Society. I won't go into too many different things that my dad was condemned by, but I really believe that we should all... I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, I don't believe that we should... criticize other people's beliefs. We should keep our own beliefs and keep them to ourselves. I know that a lot of people think they're helping other people by telling them that they're wrong about religion. They're trying to help because they want to save that person from going to hell. My feeling, like I told you earlier, that I won't go to hell because I've led a good life and I've been an honest person and I've been fair and I've not hurt other people. And I don't think you could find too many people that would disagree with that. There are probably some people you could find that didn't like me, but I've never been unfair to them. Anyway, the... I'm having a struggle today with this stream of consciousness stuff. It's going all over the place, and I'm not able to keep up with it, so please excuse me for forgetting where I am. We've got about 6 more minutes, and if you're interested in calling in and telling me I'm an idiot, you're more than welcome to do that. Or if you have any ideas about the Popcorn Festival, I'm looking forward to this changeover. We're going with a new crew, and we're going to have some adjustments. The parade route is going to be different. We have new rules about the cost of how much you have to pay if you're going to be in the parade. Quite frankly, as a former business person, $40 for an entire group to be in the parade seemed pretty reasonable to me. 20, I was always embarrassed. I always thought that wasn't enough. But $40 is a pretty reasonable thing. And I have listened. I don't know if you have, but Hinder is going to be the rock and roll group that's going to be on stage. I think Hinder's on Friday. I'm not sure of that. So check your local listings for who's going to be on the main stage when. But I've listened to lots of their things. Now, I got to tell you, I didn't know the name. But because my granddaughter and my son both knew them, knew the group, I thought, well, I'll pull them up and listen to them. They're not bad. I liked them pretty well. Kind of an interesting, gravelly-sounding voice of the lead singer, but yet it's very tuneful. I really enjoyed it. Now, I did listen to the country group, and I was pleasantly surprised with the music that I heard on that. Now, I have not listened to the Thursday night group that's going to be there tonight. I just didn't remember their name, so I didn't get on the line and pull them up. But I'm sure you'll have a good time there. And I hope you all can get down at least one of the nights and see them. If you can't, no big thing. I'm sure that you'll have friends that'll tell you what you missed. But make sure you get out to the parade. The parade is going to start at 6:00, and I hope you get out and enjoy watching all your friends. That's one thing I've never understood. I've been in a lot of parades and waved at a lot of people that I was going to see the next day. And I always thought, that's kind of odd that I'm waving at them. And they're yelling at me, "Hey, Glenn, why are they doing that? We're going to see each other tomorrow. Or we're going to see each other after the parade." But it's great fun. And I love watching the faces on the little guys and the little girls as you're going along. Now, don't forget, don't throw candy from your float. If you have something to hand out, walk down the side of your float and hand it out. We don't want to have any of these little guys and little girls getting run over by some big tractor or something like that. Use your head. Well, I guess I've been all over the place today. Got off the discussion about religion there, maybe a little too late. But do think critically, be critical, but be understanding and be fair with your fellow man. Allow your fellow man to have their own ideas. You are not in charge of this universe. So let them live the way they feel is the right way to live, unless they're going to hurt somebody else. And for that, we're talking about red flag rules. And I think that's not a bad idea, to have laws that will allow people to have the gun taken away from them if they've cited things like, "I want to shoot this person," or "I want to blow up that," or something like that. But 99% of the population isn't ready to do that. And let your friends believe the way they want to believe. If they ask you what you think, yeah, tell them honestly. Don't criticize them. Say, "Well, I disagree with you," or, "Yeah, I think that's a good idea." Just let your friends live their life, and you live your life enjoying it. And one of the ways to enjoy it is to get down here to the Popcorn Festival. Again, the parade will start at 6:00. Get your chairs out there. I noticed they're pretty well lined up and down Center Street right now. But don't forget the route turn, makes a little fish hook turn down when it gets to, when it turns off and goes back toward Vine. It'd be good if you aren't, if you don't have your chairs out there down by Rite Aid on State Street. Okay, well, I hope you will listen to us next week. We're going to be on Wednesday and Thursday again from quarter after noon till about 1 o'clock, just about this time. We got about 15 more seconds, and I'm going to tell you who you're listening to. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM. My name's Glenn Coble, and the show you're listening to is A Progressive Life. We hope you tune in again, and feel free to call anytime. All right, have a nice day, and have a good popcorn festival.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place.